Klein, Four Reasons Adam Schiff is a Fact Witness in Impeachment Hoax. By Aaron Klein on December 2, 2019. Representative Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, is rejecting Republican requests for him to testify before the Judiciary Committee, denying that he is a fact witness in the Democrats' controversial impeachment probe. Below, in no particular order, are four major reasons Schiff is indeed a fact witness despite his protestations to the contrary. Schiff should be called to testify to explain these significant issues. 1. Schiff has offered seemingly conflicting accounts of his office's alleged contact with the so-called whistleblower as well as the timing of his knowledge of the so-called whistleblower's complaint. In his official request asking Schiff to testify, House Intelligence Committee Ranking Member Devin Nunes, RCA, said Schiff must answer questions about any conversations that he or his staff held with the so-called whistleblower. Schiff has denied directly interacting with the so-called whistleblower but has offered conflicting accounts about contact between his staff and the so-called whistleblower as well as Schiff's alleged knowledge of those purported contacts. There have also been questions about whether anyone from Schiff's office offered advice to the so-called whistleblower. Nunes wrote that in August 2019, Schiff and his staff met with or talked to the whistleblower who raised an issue with President Trump's phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Although you publicly claim nothing inappropriate was discussed, the three committees deserve to hear directly from you the substance and circumstances surrounding any discussions conducted with the whistleblower, and any instructions you issued regarding those discussions, noted Nunes. Given that you have reneged on your public commitment to let the committees interview the whistleblower directly, you are the only individual who can provide clarity as to these conversations, Nunes wrote. Schiff and his office have offered seemingly conflicting statements on the timeline of the contact between the so-called whistleblower and the California congressman's office. Speaking on September 17, Schiff told MSNBC, "We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to." Schiff's spokesperson, Patrick Boland, was quoted on October 2 saying, "At no point did the committee review or receive the complaint in advance." Boland said Schiff's committee received the complaint the night before it publicly released the document. The Times reported the aide shared some of what the officer conveyed to Mr. Schiff. The referenced officer refers to the so-called whistleblower. The newspaper also reported, by the time the whistleblower filed his complaint, Mr. Schiff and his staff knew at least vaguely what it contained. Schiff conceded that he was not clear enough about his contact with the so-called whistleblower. "I should have been much more clear," Schiff said. Any contacts would also raise immediate questions about the veracity of the so-called whistleblower's complaint. According to reports, a checkbox on the complaint for disclosures about contacts with Congress or congressional committees was not filled out by the so-called whistleblower. 2. Schiff infamously misrepresented President Trump's phone call with Ukraine's president during a public hearing seemingly meant to justify the impeachment inquiry. Schiff's mischaracterizations were so egregious that even CNN reached this damning conclusion in a fact-check piece. Schiff's remarks did make it easy for viewers to get confused. He did not make clear which words he was taking directly from Trump's comments in the rough transcript, which words were his own analysis, and which words were meant to be the comedic parody he later said he was intending. At some points, Schiff's words strayed quite far from what the rough transcript showed Trump saying. 3. A staffer for Representative Adam Schiff's House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence took a trip to Ukraine sponsored by a Burisma-funded think tank just days after the so-called whistleblower officially filed his August 12 complaint. The Schiff staffer's first meeting in Ukraine was with acting U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor, now a key witness for Democrats pursuing impeachment. Thomas Eager, a staffer on Schiff's House Intelligence Committee, is currently a fellow at the Atlantic Council's Eurasia Congressional Fellowship, a bipartisan program that says it educates congressional staff on current events in the Eurasia region. Burisma in January 2017 signed a cooperative agreement with the Council to specifically sponsor the Atlantic Council's Eurasia Center, where Eager serves as a fellow. As Breitbart News reported, itinerary for a trip to Ukraine in August organized by the Atlantic Council reveals that Eager held a meeting during the trip with acting U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor, now a key witness for Democrats pursuing impeachment. Breitbart News further reported that Taylor himself has evidenced a close relationship with the Atlantic Council think tank. Writing Ukraine policy pieces with the organization's director and analysis articles published by the Council. A closer look at the itinerary for the August 24 to August 31 trip shows that the delegation's first meeting upon arrival in Ukraine was with Taylor. Spokespeople for Schiff's office did not reply to multiple Breitbart News requests for comment about Eger's meeting with Taylor. The dates of the pre-planned trip are instructive. Eger's visit to Ukraine, sponsored by the Burisma-funded Atlantic Council, began 12 days after the so-called whistleblower officially filed his August 12 complaint. 4. Two Schiff staffers are tied to the Atlantic Council, a think tank that is funded by and works in partnership with Burisma, the natural gas company, at the center of allegations regarding Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. One of those staffers, Sean Misko, has been described as close friends with Eric Chiramella, whom Real Clear investigations suggest is the likely so-called whistleblower. Misko reportedly joined Schiff's staff at the House Intelligence Committee in August, the same month the so-called whistleblower's complaint was filed, after first reportedly interfacing with a staffer for Schiff's office. Misko in 2015 was a year-long Millennium Fellow at the Burisma-funded Atlantic Council, which has been under the microscope for its ties to other individuals associated with the Trump impeachment inquiry. Misko's former position marks the second Schiff staffer who worked or currently works with the Atlantic Council. See number 3 above for Thomas Eger's position with the Atlantic Council. Besides serving as a fellow at the Atlantic Council in 2015, Misko is also listed as providing a small donation of up to $999 to the think tank in 2016. Other major donors that year include regular Atlantic Council donors Burisma, Google, and billionaire activist George Soros's Open Society Network. Another donor that year was Perkins Coie, the law firm that represented the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's campaign, and also reportedly helped draft the Google-tied CrowdStrike firm to aid with the DNC's allegedly hacked server. Google's parent company led a funding drive to provide seed capital to CrowdStrike. On behalf of the DNC and Clinton's campaign, Perkins Coie also paid the controversial Fusion GPS firm to produce the infamous, largely discredited anti-Trump dossier compiled by former British spy Christopher Steele. Prior to working for Schiff, Misko was director for the Gulf States at the National Security Council from 2015 until mid-2018. Before that, Misko worked in the Obama-era State Department under Hillary Clinton's Deputy Chief of Staff Jake Sullivan. The newspaper reported the two had similarly antagonistic attitudes toward the Trump administration and were witnessed by a former National Security Council official, like Chiramella, a non-political appointee, to frequently be around one another. "My understanding was that they were friendly with one another," said the former NSC official, who was described as senior to Chiramella. "They would walk around the halls, get lunch together and stuff like that." He described them as very much cut from the same cloth, and their friendship as bro-like. The Washington Examiner report continued. The former official described Chiramella as very hostile toward him when they first met, and he asked the CIA officer about the type of competitive strategies he had put in place to compete with the Russians. "And he looked at me like, 'What are you talking about? We don't do that stuff here. We don't take on our adversaries here. We invite think tanks here to talk about issues.'" According to the former official, Trump's first national security adviser, General Michael Flynn, who was fired by Trump after 24 days, wanted to actually take the fight to our enemies and have real strategies. "And it was such a contrast, because whatever the hell the Obama NSC was doing, they were not taking on our adversaries." He said, "There was this weird cultural hostility to me asking him, 'You know, are you guys doing your job here?'" He had a lot of arrogance about him, adding that Chiramella behaved like he had protection at the NSC, so he could be insubordinate to a more senior official. A Real Clear Investigations report by investigative journalist and author Paul Sperry named Chiramella as best fitting the description of the so-called whistleblower. Officials with direct knowledge of the proceedings say Chiramella's name has been raised in private in impeachment depositions and during at least one House open hearing that was not part of the formal impeachment proceedings. Federal documents show Chiramella also worked closely with Joe Biden and worked under Susan Rice, President Obama's national security adviser. He also worked with former CIA Director John Brennan, an anti-Trump advocate who has faced controversy for his role in fueling the questionable Russia collusion investigation. Rice participated in Russia collusion probe meetings and reportedly unmasked senior members of Trump's presidential campaign. Sperry cites former White House officials saying Chiaramella worked for Biden on Ukrainian policy issues in 2015 and 2016, encompassing the time period for which Biden has been facing possible conflict questions for leading Ukraine policy in light of Hunter Biden's work for Burisma. "We neither confirm nor deny the identity of the intelligence community whistleblower," the lawyers told the Washington Examiner in response to an inquiry about Chiaramella. Zeidenbachi added, "Our client is legally entitled to anonymity. Disclosure of the name of any person who may be suspected to be the whistleblower places that individual and their family in great physical danger. Any physical harm the individual and/or their family suffers as a result of disclosure means that the individuals and publications reporting such names will be personally liable for that harm. Such behavior is at the pinnacle of irresponsibility and is intentionally reckless." Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook. Joshua Klein contributed research to this story.